This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. The Supreme Court ruled against President Trump's tariff authority. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump does not have the authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to enact global tariffs, dealing a major blow to the president's primary economic strategy. This decision comes after a year of tightening economic pressure in the ag industry, particularly on small-scale farmers. Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, said the Constitution clearly states where the power to enact tariffs lies.
Well, we think this is the right ruling. We think that the president didn't have the authority to issue the tariffs that he issued. You know, the Constitution very clearly gives Congress the power of the purse. Article 1, Section 8 gives them the tax and tariff authority. So we thought the president was overstepping his constitutional grounds by throwing tariffs on countries all around the planet. And I think the Supreme Court appropriately reined him back in.
Keel said President Trump's tariffs were a massive power grab, and while that power has been limited, the president does still have some power that was delegated by Congress.
He still has some tariff authority that's clearly been delegated to him by Congress, not to him in particular, but that Congress is delegated to presidents generally. So, for example, Congress has created a separate trade law that allows presidents to use tariffs for national security purposes. And President Trump has used that tariff authority, for example, to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum. That's legitimate and appropriate, and it's what Congress intended. So the president still has some tools. He just doesn't have as many tools, and he doesn't get to wield them in quite the freewheeling way that he has over the last year.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.